Ephesians 5. I have been doing some studying in the book of Ephesians for some messages that God's laid on my heart, or I'm gathering some things for Sunday night, starting this Sunday, and probably for a couple few months on Sunday evenings. I'm going to be preaching on the family, on the home, and it's so important that our homes are structured and that they are set according to biblical standards and biblical truths. And tonight I'm going to talk to you about a truth that certainly is for the church, and it's I think it starts in the home. And it's going to be a subject that you're very familiar with because I've preached about it for the last 2 months or longer on Wednesday night. But tonight is the final message in this series of messages on Thanksgiving. Giving thanks. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I wrote some things down. I want you to participate with me a little bit tonight, okay? Let's have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get our final message on Thanksgiving. I've been telling you that you ought to be thankful, and tonight I want to talk to you about how to be thankful, how to do it, how to apply some of the truths that we've talked about from the Word of God and be thankful. If you want to be thankful, and as a Christian, you should be thankful. We have a lot to be thankful for, amen? We have so much to thank God for. But you know, we're human, and we get caught up, and we just lose sight of things, and if we're not careful, we will not be as thankful as we should be. And so I just want to guard against that, and I want to help you guard against it as well. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll ask a few questions, make a few comments, and then I'll get into the Word of God and preach what God's laid on my heart. I hope it'll be a help to you. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. And God, I pray you'd give us wisdom from your Word. And we ask you that you would teach us truths from your Word that would help us in our walk with you. God, help me to be a thankful person. Help us to be a thankful people. God, help us to count our blessings and to see just how good you are, have been to us. And we just ask you that you would help us to be a people of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I want to ask you a question. Do you consider yourself to be thankful? And you certainly don't answer that out loud. Just answer it in your heart. You say, you know, I think I'm a thankful person, or, you know, I really don't know. I'm not sure if I'm thankful or not. Most people's going to think they are where they are or not, because the Bible says that as men, we just think more highly of ourselves than we are, right? Every man kind of sees himself as, something that maybe he's not. And so we'll just ask you that question. Do you consider yourself a thankful person? Now, if you say, you know, I am, but I think I could be more thankful, then what's your plan to become more thankful? You have to have a plan. You know, being thankful doesn't just happen. Remember when you were a child? You didn't just say thank you. You had to have it just about, you know, you had to have it, I started to say beat into you. depending on how slow you were to learn, but you had to be taught. And so what's your plan to be more thankful? What's your plan? See, if you don't plan on it, you're probably not going to become it. And so what course of action are you thinking about in order to become more thankful? Have you laid that out? Is that something you've thought about? You say, I want to be more thankful. And this is how I intend for that to happen. All right? Then think about this. What could you do this week to show your thankfulness to your spouse, to your children, to your parents, to your grandchildren, to your grandparents, to your employer? You say, I'm even to be thankful to my employer? Absolutely. Absolutely. To your employees, to your teachers, to your spiritual leaders, to those who have influence in your life. What plans do you have this week to say, you know what, I'm going to let these people that influence my life, I'm going to let them know that I'm grateful for them, that I'm thankful. You say, well, I'm going to get around to that. Well, if you don't plan on it, if you don't have a course of action, I doubt that you will. Okay? You just can't rely on being spontaneous there. You say, you know, when I when I'm going to write a letter, or I'm going to send a text, or I'm going to pay a visit, or when I see that person, I'm going to go to them and tell them that I appreciate them. Do you have that? Do you have that course of action in mind? And then finally, what are some ways that you can incorporate thankfulness and thankful habits and routines into your daily life and then moving forward? Just what are some things that you can do? What are some things we can do? And that's where I want to kind of give you some things that I feel like that God's impressed upon me in the last few months, probably several months, just about being more thankful. In Ephesians chapter number 5, I want to look at verse number 19, verse number 20, I'm sorry. But then I want to back up to verse number 18, because I think verse number 18 is really the key to really most, if not all, that we do as Christians. It's not my nature to be thankful. It's just not. But I have a divine nature in me now. I'm saved. And the Spirit of God lives in me. The Spirit of God lives in you. You know, one of the wonders of Christianity, listen, I mean, it is one of the wonders of Christianity, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Spirit of God lives in you if you're saved. Now, you think about that. The Holy Spirit of God dwells in you. God is in you. I mean, you think about that now. God is in you if you're saved. And He is leading you, if you are filled with the Spirit, to produce spiritual fruit. And certainly, one of the things that God wants us to be is thankful. Now, I know the ninefold fruit, I understand that, but God wants us to be thankful people. And He will lead us. So in verse number 19 of Ephesians 5 says this. It says, 20, I keep saying 19. Verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so this follows when the apostle said in verse number 18, but be not drunk with wine. Look at verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And then he said in verse number 20, giving thanks. And so when you're filled with the Spirit, you will be giving thanks. You say, well, I don't know if I'm filled with the Spirit or not. Are you thankful? Are you thankful? Now, this is just one evidence. I understand that. There are some evidences of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about being saved. So please don't leave and say, well, you know, I don't know. I'm not a very thankful person. Maybe I'm not saved. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying as a saved person, when we're filled with the Spirit. Now, as a saved person, you're possessed with the Spirit. You understand that. You're spirit possessed. Right? Amen. As a saved person, the Spirit of God lives in you. Every Christian, the Spirit of God lives in them. But not every Christian is filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to give you just something simple right here that I hope you'll hold on to. Some people are very confused about this, and it's not my intention to get into the ministry of the Holy Spirit tonight, but I do want you to understand something. There's a lot of confusion around the person of the Holy Spirit. A lot of confusion in our churches today. And so I just want you to understand. What I'm telling you tonight doesn't mean that you need more of the Holy Spirit. You have all of Him you're going to get. He's a person. And when you got saved, the Spirit of God came to live inside of you. You have all of Him that you're going to get. The question is, does He have all of you? Now, you have all of Him. The question is, does He have all of you? And if He does, then you're filled with Spirit. Amen. If He doesn't, if you're blocking off things, listen, if you're sweeping things under the rug, or you have rooms in your proverbial spiritual house that you say, you know what, you're not, now listen, those are off limits. Those are my little pet sins, or those are my little pet things that I'm going to take care of, or those are just things that I'm not willing to take care of right now. Well, now mark it down now. You're not filled with the Holy Spirit. You possess Him, but He doesn't possess all of you. And so I want you to think about that. Now, one of the marks, one of the things that happens, one of the evidences of being filled with the Spirit is in verse number 20, giving thanks. Spirit-filled people are thankful people. Spirit-filled people are joyful people. That's verse number 19. And they're thankful people. That's verse number 20. And they're humble people. That's verse number 21. That's what he's saying. And then there's many evidences of being filled with the Holy Spirit. But I want to zero in on one of them. Thankfulness. Thankfulness. I wrote down some things I hope you'll consider. I hope you'll consider this. Consider some things that gratitude accomplishes. These are just some things that I thought of. And I want you to think of some things. As a matter of fact, before I give you what I came up with, why don't we just a few people tell, what does gratitude accomplish? Somebody raise your hand and tell me, what does gratitude accomplish? Just some things that being thankful accomplishes. What does it accomplish? Yes. Yes, it can change your attitude, and it can even change the attitude of others. I had that written down. It can change an environment. You know, when you're in an environment and you're being thankful, you can influence that environment. And you can influence the attitudes of the people that are in that environment. Brother Philip, did you have your hand up? Absolutely. Yeah, I had that one written down. I had it wrote down as it endears us to others. You know, people like to be around thankful people. You know, no one wants to be around someone that's unthankful. Who wants to be around that? Not me. And if you're truthful, you don't either. Someone else. Yes. Yes, absolutely. It helps us to recall the things that we ought to or are thankful for. It helps us to count our blessings. Sometimes, I mean, we're such forgetful people, right? We are. And I mean, we'll just keep taking and taking and taking from God and never pause to say, thank you. Lord, thank you for your goodness to me. Brother Larry? Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. It helps us to stay humble and to be appreciative of what God has given us. It really, and this is on the flip side of it. I have some on the flip side of what happens when we're not thankful. It causes us to be thankful for what we have instead of complaining for what we don't have. Thanksgiving does that. When we're thankful, it just helps us to appreciate what we have instead of grumbling and complaining about things we don't have. These are just some of the things that Thanksgiving does. Someone else. Let's take a couple more, and then we'll move on. Yes, Brother Robert. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when you're thankful for people, it just helps. Just when you're thankful, not even for people, when you're just thankful, it helps you to be appreciative of your family, of your friends, of the needs of other people. It just helps you. It's a good thing to be thankful. I've been telling you through this series that I read a statement, and I think it was by Matthew Henry's father. Grateful hearts are good hearts, and good hearts are grateful hearts. And so I want my heart to be good toward God and men, and so I want to be grateful. I want to be thankful. So, well, you know, but it's got to be more than just wanting to be. And so I want to help us to know how to be, how to put thanksgiving and thankfulness into action. These are some things that I wrote, and as I sit at my desk, it warms the heart. Thanksgiving, you know, when you do something for someone and they are grateful, I mean, just, there's been times that I've done things for people and they've acted like, you know, what took you so long? And I'm going to tell you right now, it was all I could do. And sometimes that wasn't enough not to let a person know what I thought about it. But you say, well, you done it for the wrong reason. Well, I hope not, but, you know, it just warms your heart. When you do something for someone and they are just grateful, they go out of their way to let you know how appreciative they are of that, it just warms your heart. It makes you want to do more, doesn't it? It warms your heart. Number two, it lifts your spirit. It just lifts your spirit. When you're thankful, when others are thankful, it's just good to see people with the attitude, as they say, of gratitude. it helps us to see our blessings, and someone mentioned this, and helps us to diminish the negative in our lives. I wrote this down because I've done this. I can be given, or have in the past been given, maybe an unpleasant or a very laborious task, and it just, when I'm thankful that I have the energy to do it, that I have the knowledge to do it, when I have the know-how to do it, when I'm thankful, it just makes it more tolerable. Now, it may not make me all happy, and I may not be able to whistle while I work, but you know what? If I stop to thank God, that I'm glad that I have the ability to even do this task, it just makes it more tolerable. Thanksgiving. When you tell someone around your home, and I'm going to get to this in just a moment, I think you ought to incorporate some things in your home. You ought to be thankful in your home, because I think that's where it begins. I really do. I think a husband ought to tell his wife, my wife is sitting here, and she'll tell you, this is not about me. This is about, ought to be every husband in this room. When my wife prepares a meal, I don't just slop it down and then jump up and go on with what I'm doing. I let her know, honey, thank you. I appreciate that. That was good. And we taught our children, you don't just eat your food and then run off and do what you want to do. You tell your mother you appreciate that meal, and you take your plate and you put what needs to go in the garbage, and it better be just a napkin that you wiped your mouth with, amen. And then you put your plate in the sink. You ask to be excused. My grandmother used to tell you, that's crazy, preacher. Yeah, I know. Manners seem to be these days. Manners seem to be. Young parents, listen to me. Teach your children manners. Teach them manners. And I'm going to tell you something. It's better to show them than to tell them. Teach them. Teach them what it is to be thankful. Teach them what it is to be grateful. Just because your children have chores, we gave our children chores, and you say, well, did they whistle while they work? Not most of the time. But I'll tell you what, I told them. Son, I seen you took the trash out. Thank you. How am I going to teach them to be thankful if I don't thank them for what they do? You say, well, that was their job. Yeah. And so what you do is your job, but don't it feel good when your employer comes by from time to time and says, hey, I want to thank you for the good job you're doing? Feels good, doesn't it? Come on, doesn't it? Sure it does. Thanksgiving is a good thing. It's just a good thing to be thankful. We ought to be thankful. And these are ways we can practice it in our home. Can I encourage every young parent, if you have children in your home, and even we that have grandchildren, I'm working on my grandchildren. I just did it. I can't remember. It's recent. It was either the first part of this week or last part of last week. I told one of my little granddaughters, I said, you know what? You're getting to the age to where you shouldn't have to be told to say yes, sir. Just say it. That's right. Teach your children and your grandchildren. Say, well, that's butting in. Is that any of your business? It's every bit of my business. Especially when it was in my living room. Amen. So I don't like that. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of people don't like this stuff. And I'm not saying you don't. There's some people say, well, you know, that's just imposing, and that's this and that. Well, I think it's really my duty to, as a parent and a grandparent, to help my children and grandchildren to be thankful, to be well-mannered, to be the very best example of Christ they can be in life. And I think you feel that way too. And so, just show thankfulness. What does it do? Well, it does more than I could write down. It shows appreciation. It shows kindness. It shows awareness. It shows concern. A lack of it leads to selfishness. A lack of gratitude and thanksgiving shows rudeness, entitlement, resentment, anger, discouragement, griping, complaining, and unhappiness. It is a direct disobedience to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the Bible teaches in Philippians chapter 4, it says that we're to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Be thankful. You say, how can I do that? On purpose, intentionally, plan to be. Think about it. The first thing you ought to do every morning, the first thing that I try to do every morning, before my feet hit the floor, my prayer reaches heaven, and I tell God, God, thank you. Thank you for seeing me through the night and giving me another day. It ought to be the first thing you do in the morning, the last thing you do before you doze off to sleep at night is tell God thank you. Do it intentionally. You say, well, that's out of habit. Well, whatever it takes to get you to be thankful. You know? Let's be thankful people. Thankful people can lighten up a room. They can brighten up a room. They can warm it up. Thankful people can get the attention toward what matters in life. And that is, there is someone to be thankful to. Amen? We are to be thankful to our God. Because every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights. Amen? All right. So how can I do that? Well, let me give you a few things and then I'll be through tonight. Okay? We'll share some prayer requests. Continually count your blessings. Don't just do it at Thanksgiving time. Now, listen, you ought to do it at Thanksgiving time. But daily, we are loaded down with God's benefits. Would you agree with that? Daily, rather. And so daily, let's thank God for his benefits. Daily, pause and thank God for his goodness, for his protection, for his provision in your life. Would you make that a point even now in your mind or on a piece of paper? Say, I want to thank God daily for his blessings. Now, you won't be able to thank God. Listen, you wouldn't be able to get anything else done if you spent every day giving thanks to God. It would take every moment of your day, wouldn't it? But you can pause and say, I'm going to just take some time here and thank God. Maybe it would be driving down the road instead of listening to some of your favorite music or instead of going over some scripture that you're memorizing. Maybe you could just take some time as you're driving down the road and say, God, I just want to use this opportunity to tell you thank you. You sure have been good to me and my family. God, you're good to me, and I'm grateful for it. Just thank God. It may be when you have some alone time. It may be when you're alone. It may be when you're with your spouse. Our family had devotions. It may be when you're having devotions. Sharon and I still have devotions. And I highly recommend you do the same. You say, well, that doesn't make you anything. Well, I didn't say it made me something. It's just something I believe that every family ought to practice. I'm not saying you're carnal and backslid if you don't do it. I'm just saying that why don't you make that a practice? Because it's a good time to give thanks unto God. You could take a devotional time and say, now tonight what we're going to do, we're not going to share needs or prayer requests. We're just going to go around the room and we're going to give thanks. Let's everyone give God thanks for three things in our lives. Would you do that? And just go around the room. And if it's just you and if you're empty nesters like we are, then that'd be just you and your wife. But if you have children in the home, get your children. Teach them to be mindful, to be thankful. All right? So count your blessings. Do it personally. Do it as a family. Do it as a couple. Second thing, I hope you'll write this down. Say thank you often. Every opportunity you get, say thank you. I just think it's a good thing to do. Be mindful to be thankful. Do you say thankful often? Think about that for a moment. How many times have you said thank you today? Well, I don't know. Well, start being mindful of it. There's so much to be thankful for. Thank God. You can thank, as I said, you can thank a co-worker. You can thank an employer for the opportunity to work for his or her company. There's just so many things. We could go on and on and on. And so I want to encourage you to say thank you often. Teach it in your home. And your children are listening. They're watching. And you can tell them to say thank you, but when you show them by saying thank you, it just, I don't know, it registers, doesn't it? It just registers. And so, and I'll come back to this before I get to my final point. I cannot stress to you the importance in our society of you teaching your children, and for us who have grandchildren, our children have left the house, they've got on their own. Teach your children, your grandchildren, manners. I'm stunned at even people who call themselves by the name of Christ, rude, no manners whatsoever, zero. No respect for the elderly, no respect for the property or the things of God, no respect for that of a neighbor or a stranger. I've told my wife many times, if I'd have tried to pull something like that, it would not have ended well. And I just want to encourage you now. Invest your time to teach your children the importance of good manners. It's very important. Very important. You go out in public these days, and people just have zero manners. It's amazing. In the workplace, in customer service, they have zero manners. And it's discouraging. And so you teach your children, and God help us to be thankful. Say thank you. Show good manners. I believe a gentleman ought to allow a lady to go first. I believe he ought to hold the door open for her. That's a gentleman. Amen? You know, when I first came to this, when I first came to Virginia, it was either my first or second day here. I held the door for, I thought it was a lady. And she stopped and looked at me, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "You go ahead." She said, "No, I don't need, you go." I said, "Okay. Would you like to know what I thought about doing?" No, you don't. You wouldn't listen to anything else I said tonight. You'd be praying for me. But, you know, it's the absence of manners. Ladies, don't be intimidated by that. That's honoring you. That's honoring you. That's just showing you worth and honor. And so don't feel like that's, you know, looking down or being condescending. It's just good manners where I came from. How about you? Amen? Yes. To show respect for the elderly. To, you know, when I see men that have been in the military or still are in the military out in public, when I see officers, I try to always walk over and tell them, "Thank you for your service." Either to our community or if they're a local policeman or to our country. Thank you. It's being thankful, brethren. It's not hard to be thankful. You see a veteran? Thank you. Thank you. And that brings me to my last point. Develop thankful habits and routines. How do you do that? Well, this is just a quick something that I thought about. When we come together as a family, and perhaps your family does something very similar to this, we celebrate birthdays, and we celebrate special days together as a family, and we always have prayers of thanksgiving. We whether it be the 4th of July, we thank God for our country. Whether it be, as I mentioned, Veterans Day or Memorial Day, we thank God for servicemen and women. We thank God for those who have given the ultimate price to pay for the freedoms that we enjoy. If it's Christmas, we thank God for our Savior. If it's Thanksgiving, we thank God for the bountiful supply. It's just good when you come together as a family to never forget to have your family together and say, "Hey, we're going to give thanks. God's been good to us." Let's don't forget to be thankful. And when we celebrate birthdays, we say, "You know what? It's so-and-so's birthday." Even when it's the little children, you know, we'll say, "Well, you know, it's little Ellie's birthday." And we sure are thankful that God has shown favor to little Ellie and that she is with us. Or it's Isla's birthday, and we sure are thankful that she's sassy. But we're working on that. And so those are just some ideas that I hope that will help you. Be thankful. God is pleased when I'm thankful. God is not when I'm unthankful. You know one of the signs of the times of the end days? Unthankful. You read in 1 Timothy chapter 3, you read in some of the scriptures that begin to talk about in the end times and the last days, perilous times shall come, and fixed right in the middle of all these gross sins and the things that men will be involved in the last days is unthankful. Unthankful. I don't want to be a part of that, and I know you don't either. And so let's make a concentrated effort to be thankful people. There's plenty to be thankful for. And so let's be aware enough to see it, and let's be concerned enough to see it. All right? All right, let's bow our heads together. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that you would help me, help us to be thankful people. Surely we have much to be thankful for. And when our hearts grow cold and we begin to get calloused and we are forgetful, we become selfish and self-centered, and we get an unthankful spirit, God forgive us, and God remind us that we're in a bad place. And I just pray you would help us to stay in a good place in our spirit, stay in a good place in our minds, stay in a good place in our hearts, a place of gratitude, of thanksgiving, realizing that all that we have, you've given it. God, I pray that we'd be in a good place of humility to always remember that all that we have, we've received from the hand of God. And so help me and help us to be thankful for all the blessings of life. Help us each day to pause throughout the day and give you the thanks for the things that you have done and are doing in our lives. Thank you for your many blessings on me and my family. God, thank you for the blessings on this church. Your hand is upon this work. You've met our every need. You continue to show yourself faithful unto us. And God, we thank you for it. Thank you for your faithfulness. We say with the prophet Jeremiah, great is thy faithfulness. What a faithful God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.